All right, so tell me about this upcoming EP. How do you feel about it?
I feel great about it. The EP is based out of a few singles for the album California, and one of them is Don't Take Your Love Away, which has recently come out, and we've had several blogs and several interviews regarding that, and been getting a lot of good responses so far. So, and having the few of the new Billboard DJs who are interested in remixing them. So we're actually releasing another EP, which is the same kind of Don't Take Your Love Away, but in addition to that, we have new DJs remixing the song.
How would you describe your sound to someone who's never listened to you before?
I think it's dance pop music. You know, it's definitely top 40 on the radio charts. And it reminiscences a little bit Katy Perry, Rihanna-ish, you know, Lady Gaga-ish. And then it has more of, you know, my vocal approach to the performance of the vocals. So musically-wise production, I think it's definitely top 40 dance pop music.
Okay, you mentioned three powerhouses. You know, what do you think makes you different from them? What's your vocal approach? How is it different from them?
Well, my vocal approach is really, you know, Gaga is very jazzy. She's got this power voice, and Rihanna is very poppy, and Katy Perry has also, you know, she's gospel trained, so she has a very power vocals. So I think that I definitely can relate to them, but then I also have this more of classical approach to my vocals. If you ever listen to my music, you can hear that I have more of head voice, airy sound in my vocals that I produce when I sing.
Okay, what's your favorite part of this EP? Like, what part, like, what song or what element of it do, when you listen to it, do you just smile and say, like, oh, this is good?
Well, I mean, you know, it's my song, so it's a great question. I love it. You know, I think that every song is my favorite song because it is my album, you know, it's my EP, and it's been a few years since I came out with a new one. We recently released Forgiveness. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Walter A. worked with that on that track with me. But this new material, you know, it's more closer to who I am. You know, I'm fun. I love to dance. And I guess Revolution. I love Revolution because it's very kind of reggae-ish, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's very young. I'm calling out the young people, you know, with the Revolution, March of the Youth. That was released before the votes were happening because I'm very into, you know, people should definitely vote, and I support all of that. And then I have December Sky, which is coming out in December. And that song, you know, it's my favorite because I speak about one of my relationships. It's a heartbreak song. However, it has this hope, you know, if there's some kind of change can happen, you know, that these two people can still be together. Then I have Don't Take Your Love Away, which is the single I was talking about and all these blogs are writing about. And Don't Take Your Love Away is a fun sort of, you know, seductive sexual song, sort of. you know, all the songs, I just love them. They're really great. So, you know.
How do you want this EP to be remembered? I mean, moving forward, you're young. You're probably going to produce a ton more music. So let's just say, you know, 4 or 5 albums from now, somebody, you know, is on iTunes or something like that, and they see California IA, and they're like, should I download this? What do you think you'd tell them?
California IA is definitely an album based out of California, and it's based on the kind of the emotions and growth a person goes through once they live in LA. And this is basically my experience in LA, going through the growth, going through relationships and things like that. And I think the album speaks for itself. If anybody ever listens to it, they'll understand what I'm talking about.
How do you think LA has changed you as a person and as a musician?
I think Los Angeles helps me grow as a musician because there's such a huge exposure of music here. I mean, just going down Sunset, you can go to Viper Room, the Key Club, the Roxy, and you're already in a completely different environment, you know? And you go to Hollywood and you can go and listen to crazy DJs who spin drum and bass and, you know, hip-hop. And so there's a lot of music exposure in Los Angeles, and I think it definitely helps me grow, and because I grow, I definitely change, and it influences my music. And you know, you also as an artist have to grow and continue on listening to other artists and go to shows and listening to other people's performances and you know, watch the productions. And I think that's very extremely important. And you know, Los Angeles, just like New York, it's center of the entertainment business. So it's definitely the place you want to be in. And if you are here as, you know, a strong individual, you will definitely learn and grow. And I don't know, I love being in LA.
considering that you're spending all this time, you know, kind of scouting other people and checking out everyone that you can, what do you think it is that you need to do in order to get to where you want to be in music?
Lots of touring, lots of performances, shows. I think more PR, of course, definitely more music video. I think the more material you have, the better it is to promote yourself and sort of, you know, I basically run myself. I have my own business and I don't have a manager or agent. I'm doing everything by myself. So as an independent artist, I know that it's very important to be able to, you know, understand where everything is going and how to be booking everything. And so, you know, my next step is definitely finding a good manager. And I've had a few, but, you know, I like where I am right now. But definitely out in there shopping for good ones.
What do you think is the first big goal you want to get accomplished in music?
The first, you know, I think that the only limitations we give ourselves, you know, and so far I've been very eclectic in all the projects that I'm doing, and I'm proud where I am right now. Of course, my you know, childhood dream as a little girl is to have the world, you know. That's what I want. I want fans all over the world. I want to be able to travel everywhere. I travel already, do concerts in Asia and Turkey, like Middle East. Right now we're booking Russia. But my main goal, you know, is to have the world and to be able to talk to fans in different countries and, you know, send CDs with my signature, because some little girl like I was back in the day, you know, a fan of somebody else, like Mariah Carey or Celine Dion.